Hey everyone, today I want to talk about your dream patient. Knowing your dream patient is extremely important when you want to grow your practice or you're thinking about embarking on a new marketing campaign. A lot of you might think you already know who your dream patient is, and you might, but a lot of you probably don't. The data's there, you have a ton of patients already, so you probably can figure it out through some data analysis, but going through the steps is really important because you need to know your dream patient better than you know yourself. You need to understand everything about them because it's going to affect all of your brand and how you create the brand, your messaging, what they see, what they hear, what they touch. Understanding your dream customer is extremely important when you're growing a practice, even just keeping it the status quo, when you're gonna do a new marketing campaign, when you're gonna try to attract a new dream customer if you wanna expand your base a little bit, expand your audience. Understanding your dream customer is critical. So let's talk a little bit more about that. So we're really talking about an avatar or a buyer persona. So what is a buyer persona? It's really a semi-fictional person. It's a made-up version of a person that kind of shows their desires, their values, their obstacles, what they care about, where they hang out. We're creating this persona so we can know who we're trying to attract to the office. But you've got to create this persona so everyone knows who it is. But I want you to know it's not just a demographic data person. It's not just age and race, etc. That really doesn't cut it. We have to look at behavioral information. HubSpot has some great training on what a buyer persona is and how to use it. But for your purposes, let's just talk about how to create a buyer persona. When our marketing team engages a new practice for the first time, the first thing we do is start talking about the buyer persona. Because we need to know who we're bringing to the office. What are our marketing campaigns trying to do? Who are they trying to attract? So that's the foundation of all of the marketing campaigns. If you don't start there, you're gonna be spending money all over the place trying to attract everyone. When someone asks you who your buyer persona is, the only wrong answer is everyone. Everyone cannot be your buyer persona unless you have everyone money. Like a huge company, really, no company has that kind of money. Maybe Coca-Cola, Disney, they're everyone for the most part, but even they have buyer personas. Because you need to focus your efforts, focus your brand, focus your culture on the exact dream customer you're trying to bring to the practice. Let me show you an example of what a buyer persona profile might look like. So it's really just a slide and a PowerPoint, 8x11 sheet of paper. It doesn't have to have a ton of information. So you're going to start by giving them a fun name. So we'll just call this person Busy Betty. This is a busy mom who doesn't have time for much. She has a bunch of kids. Let's see what we can learn about her. So you're going to start with, what are her goals and maybe her values, right? So you just put it in there. So maybe one of her goals is to have healthy kids. Excuse my handwriting. And have more time for herself. So you just put a little goals in there. What are the things that Sheree really is striving for in her personal life? So another big one, and this is the one we as marketers like the most, where does she get her information when she's doing any kind of research, just browsing the internet, etc.? So, you know, where is her watering hole? Watering holes, where is she going? So what kind of blogs, what kind of magazines is she reading? What kind of TV is she watching? I mean, who are some gurus that she loves? Are you getting it? So we really want to see where does she get her information, but also what channels is she using? Is she using Facebook, Instagram? Is she using Pinterest? These are the things you need to think about. Don't look at it from your point of view. Look at it from the point of view of Busy Betty. Where is she getting her information? Obviously, she's getting it from her friends as referrals and her dentist. If you're an orthodontist, they're going to be giving referrals. Because where she's getting her information from and where she is often using her eyeballs and putting them somewhere is where you want to have your brand, your advertisement, your story, because you want your story in front of her. So understanding where she's going is critical, right? So maybe then you're going to put some of her pain points. What is her pain? Well, she wants healthy kids. She's worried the kids are not healthy. Or she's not doing enough to keep them healthy. One of her pains, maybe she doesn't have any time for herself because her goal is to make time for herself, but she has no time. Or she perceives that she has no time. These are the kind of things you can get talking to your current patients, building rapport, hearing their stories. You want to make sure you understand what their pain is. When you understand what their pain is, your messaging can change so that you're addressing that time, that pain. So if she has no time because she's Busy Betty, maybe you can look at different hours for your office to help with that buyer persona if you think you have that issue. That could help attract her to your office as opposed to another person's practice, right? So, and then of course, you're gonna have the demographic data. So we wanna have age, occupation, job title, education, etc. So as you can see, the demographic data is just one piece in this whole picture of Busy Betty. And I won't really try to draw too well because I can't draw, but if you understand, when you have this decided upon and everyone in the office knows who this person is, they're going to know who they're going to talk to out in the world. Every time they write a message, you're going to know. Every time you decide an advertising campaign, an event you're going to do, anytime you're doing something that's going to equal your brand out in the world or is going to affect the perception of your practice, you need to take into consideration who the buyer persona is. All right, another tip when you're figuring out the buyer persona and the messaging and how you want to work on your marketing campaign or your lead generation system is to enter the conversation that's already happening. So you don't want to just insert what you want to say all the time into the conversation. Because if you're doing Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, you know, we're pushing our message to a targeted audience. They're not searching for us. So there's no intent on them buying something. You're trying to match your brand with the person who's likely to care what you have to say. So you don't want to create a brand new conversation that there's not already on their mind. I mean, obviously there's times you can do that, but it can be much more effective if you enter their own conversation. So if something's happening out in the world and you know people are talking about it, you can sort of put that in your messaging. If you know people are really care about their health because the New Year's coming up, talk about health. If you know everyone's talking about Halloween and thinking about it, then talk about Halloween. If you know everyone's thinking about Mother's Day, then talk about Mother's Day. Now, these are very general examples. The real gold is going to be the type of stuff you're going to learn when you're talking to your own patients. This is why spending time with them can be super valuable, because you're going to hear, of course, their pains and their problems. But you're also going to hear just what they're thinking about right now. And when you start seeing trends, you want to put that in your messaging, maybe on your website, in your ads, in your brochure, whatever you're doing. Enter the conversation that's already happening, because this is what's already on someone's mind. You're not trying to insert a brand new idea into their consciousness, it's a lot easier to just enter their own conversation because you know that's what they care about. So then you can put your brand in front of them, and it's a lot easier for them to swallow. It's a lot easier for them to really receive your message without a ton of resistance. So think about what the conversation is right now for that buyer persona, and then think about the marketing and the messaging that kind of has to do with the conversation that's happening right now. You're gonna have a lot less resistance when you're trying to reach that person and share your story. There are generally, according to Russell Brunson, three different desires people have. So one is wealth. The other is health. And the other is relationships. Every ad that you see on television, on social media, etc., is going to be targeting one of these desires. So when we're creating ads, or we're writing copy in our website or brochure, or doing our sales pitch, we should be targeting one of these things. And what you don't want to do is try to target two or three at the same time, because it's not an effective way to get your message across. So obviously, if you're an orthodontic practice, you're probably going to be doing health or relationships, but you could do wealth. Obviously, that has to do with financing, offers, prices, etc. You're not exactly producing wealth, but you're saving people money. But when you're creating messaging, choose one of these three different desires and think about it from this point of view. Don't mix them, because that can be ineffective. But make sure you really talk about them. You know, if you're a teenager and your teeth are all crooked and you have a bad smile, what is really on your mind? It's obviously relationships. You want to feel good about yourself, and you also want to attract people to you. That's super important. So you're going to be in a relationship category. And obviously, health is also there. If you're having issues and it's affecting maybe your mental health, how you feel about yourself, that's an entirely different message. Do you see how that works? Now, if it's wealth and you have a really amazing financing offer, that's going to be a completely different ad. But you're not going to talk about relationships. You know, do this, your teeth will be better, and you'll be more likely to get a date. And we have this great financing offer at the same time. Don't ever combine these two campaigns, because you really need to focus on one of these three desires. But if you realize that all of your messaging is going to be related to one of these three, it'll really help you when you're thinking about what you want your ad campaign to be and what you want to focus on. You really could choose one of these for a buyer persona and say, we're always going to talk about relationships when we talk about our Invisalign Teen product. That's just how we're going to roll. We're really going to show, at least maybe this quarter or this year, we're going to talk about how it can affect your relationships positively. And for the people that really care about that, that's how that campaign is going to work. Or we're really going to focus on making braces as affordable as possible for people, and we're really going to target that message. So think about this whenever you're thinking about messaging and how you're going to portray your brand and who you're targeting. These are the three different desires that people really care about, and it makes it a lot easier to kind of understand where you want your campaign going. All right, so the next thing I want to talk about is the idea that people are either fleeing from pain or going towards pleasure. So let's make a little illustration here. So this is pain over here. This is pleasure. Here's our guy. He's always going in the same direction, but his motive, or her motive, is either flee from pain or going towards pleasure. This is going to make a big difference on your marketing campaign and your messaging as well, because both are happening. So let's just talk about someone who maybe needs to lose weight. So they can either look at it from, I really don't fit in my clothes and I feel really bad and I just want to feel better. That person is a fleeing pain, right? Same result or desire. Well, I really want to get healthier so that I can play with my kids and not be tired. They're going towards being healthy, so they're going towards pleasure. But do you see, even though the end result is the same, this person is thinking about it completely differently. So this is two totally different people who are actually seeking the same solution. So if you have a buyer persona, are they someone who flees pain or goes towards pleasure? So when you want to make a Facebook ad, for instance, a Facebook ad should either talk about fleeing pain or going towards pleasure, because those are going to attract two totally different people in two totally different mindsets. So think about splitting this up when you're doing campaigns. You're starting to see, I think, that if you have three buyer personas at least, and you're choosing which health, wealth, relationships, where are they, what do they really care about? And now you're seeing if they're fleeing pain or going towards pleasure, how many campaigns you potentially could have running at the same time, or at least the choices you need to make. This makes a huge difference on the effectiveness of an ad, because the more you target these things and the better job you do it, the more personal a Facebook ad or a Google ad or your brochure or your website will be, and you're going to start targeting certain people. You can probably look at your existing ads and website and brochures and everything else, and you're going to realize you're actually targeting this type of buyer persona. You know, everything's about wealth and it's all these people that are fleeing pain. Well, that's great, but that means you're leaving all these other people on the table who you're not attracting. If you start analyzing them and start realizing who your brand is attracting, the great thing about that is you can attract more of them, but you're going to understand how to do it. But you can also choose to attract a new buyer persona that isn't coming to your office. It's going to solve that problem or answer that question of you, why can't I get teenagers in my office? Why is everyone, you know, most of my patients 45, 55, 65 in this da-da-da-da-da? When you start analyzing your brand this way, it's not going to start clicking and making sense. But first, you've got to choose the buyer personas you care about, because if right now you're just willy-nilly just trying to get everyone, it's not going to work. We need some focus. We need some strategy. And that's why potentially you would hire someone like us, because this is what we do all day. But if you want to do it yourself, you absolutely can. Just take these things into consideration. It'll actually make writing copy on your website, doing your marketing campaign, anytime you're writing text, it's going to make that so much easier. Or maybe you're just shooting a video for your site. Think about all of these aspects of the messaging so you know who you're really talking to, because you're each time you should be talking to a different person, a different persona that is going to be attracted to your messaging. So if you guys now know that you want to buy a persona, but you just don't have the time to do it, we can do it for you. You don't have to use all of our services. You can just engage us on the buyer persona exercise. So we'll interview you, we'll interview your staff, we'll send a survey out to your patients, we'll gather all that data, and then we'll create these buyer personas for you so that you can focus your marketing efforts on attracting these buyer personas. You can give these final buyer personas to your team, you can give them to your marketing team, you can give them to your website developer, and you can just keep them on your desk so it reminds you, who are we trying to attract to this practice? It can make a huge difference on your conversion rates, how much traffic comes to your site. It can make all of your ads more effective. Doing this exercise can make a huge difference for your practice, especially if you haven't done it and you're really not sure who they are, or you just want to start attracting a new buyer persona. Say you just want more, you want to sell more Invisalign Teen, then it can really help you do that, because it's going to allow you to kind of wrap your mind around what you need to do. So if you'd like to engage us in that, just go to orthosalesengine.com, go to the contact form. Say you saw this video and you're looking for some help making a buyer persona, and we'd love to talk to you and help you out. I hope this was helpful, and we'll talk to you soon.